Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. In association with Kosher 101.9, Carlsbad, New Mexico. We ourselves are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the holy city, the capital of Israel. Our subject is Psalms, the book of Psalms. We are dealing with the Psalm 119. And we have reached the fourth section. This psalm is divided into 22 sections. Each section is devoted to another letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The present section is called Daleth, or Dalet. Every verse in this section, every one of these eight verses in Hebrew, begins with a word whose first letter is Daleth, the equivalent of the English D. The first verse of this section, 119:25, says, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word." David, who is saying this psalm, feels objected. He finds that only through learning the word of God and the law can he revitalize himself, can he bring himself to life. He asks God to quicken him, give him life. This is a known phenomenon. It's something that is to be welcomed and utilized for as long as it lasts. We all get depressed sometimes, we all feel down. There's nothing to worry about it. Aristotle said that all great men suffer from depression. So we don't want to suffer from depression, but depression sometimes afflicts us. But when it does, we should use it, we should utilize it. We should use the energy that it gives us to learn, to pray, to come through, and yet we will find, instead of being a burden unto us, instead of being on top of sickness, we can use it as a dynamo, as a source of energy to give us life, to enliven us. And that is what David is saying: "My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken me according to thy word." 119:25, 119:26 says, "I have declared my ways. Thou heardest me. Thou heardest me. You heard me. Teach me thy statutes." Declare the ways of the Almighty, and God heard him and directed him. David now asks for greater insights and constant ones, that he should go on, that he should learn more and more. And so too, this is a good advice in life in general. Sometimes things go well for us. Sometimes we get on a good track and we begin to become better people. We feel God is closer to us. We should utilize this. We should not take it for granted. As long as it lasts, as long as we can make it last, we should use this upward surge to enlarge in us, to bring us closer to the Almighty. 119:26 says, "I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. You heard me. Teach me thy statutes." As we said, 119:27 says, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works." By understanding the ways of the Bible and Bible thought and scripture values, we come to comprehend something as to how the Almighty conducts this world. We understand something about divine providence. We can see it in our own life, we can see it through stories of the Bible, and we can see it through contemporary affairs. We ask God to help us, to help us understand, because this is a good thing. This is what the Almighty wants of us. He wants us to open our eyes, to open our hearts, to open our understanding, and to keep going forward. 119:28 said, "My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word." Once again, he's coming back to this thing, this attack of depression, or whatever you want to call it, and he's saying, in another way, he wants not only vitality, he wants strength, he wants vigor and resilience. And that's what he asked the Almighty to give him. Power. Power to overcome. Power to come through despite the black dogs, as if to say that black dogs are in the expression of Hirsch, of Churchill. Despite this attack of depression, of bad humors, of bad aura, of a bad atmosphere, of negativity, We ask God to help us, to strengthen us, to train us, give us resilience, vigor, strength. And we know that God will help us if we ask Him and if we stick to His Word and to His Torah and to the Bible. The word used here for strengthen, translated as strengthen, is strengthen thou me. In Hebrew it's kimani, which literally means maintain me. Kimani, maintain me, keep me up, keep me going. Even though we have the vitality, sometimes we still require strength to continue to keep on going, to maintain the momentum. And that is what the psalmist asked the Almighty to give him. And that is what we also have to ask the Almighty to give us, and be conscious of our need for it. And also be conscious of our need to ask God to help us through, to guide us. And in 19:29 says, remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Lying, the word translated here as lying, is sheker. In Hebrew, sheker, that means falsehood. We don't want to lie. We don't want to tell lies. We don't want to tell untruths. We don't want to deceive people, and we don't want other people to deceive us. We don't want to be lied to. No one likes it. And we ask the Almighty to show us the truth, so we may know what must be done. To show us the truth, and to enable us to tell the truth, to see the truth in others, and not to cause others to tell us things that are not true, to so inspire others that they will want to tell us the truth, and they will feel easy in doing so, that they will not be afraid of us. And by afraid, I don't necessarily mean that they're physically afraid that we're going to hit them or something, God forbid, but also they're not afraid of a disapproval, that they see in us a kindred soul, that we have empathy for them, and that they will feel easy in telling us the truth, and we will know how to deal with it in the right way, and God will help us. 119:30 says, I've chosen the way of truth, thy judgments have I laid before me. Once we begin to go in a true path, and to endeavor to always choose the truth, the necessary decisions that we make will be true ones. Someone who tells the truth will know the truth. That's an important principle. It doesn't mean sometimes you have to tell lies or mistruths in order to save the lives of other people, or to save people from serious loss or embarrassment that they don't deserve. And we need the Almighty to guide us and to know when this degree of deception must be practiced. It must be practiced very carefully. And it's always best not to do it directly. If God forbid we have to say something which is not true, we should try and do it in such a way that it has two meanings. It has a double meaning, so that our conscience, we are less polluted by falsehood. We ask the Almighty to guide us at all times, because these things are very delicate, and no one can really give a black and white law in advance as to when and where and why certain precepts, such as telling truth, should be momentarily placed aside. And sometimes they indeed have to be. And we also find in the Bible that here and there the prophets and great men also said things that were not true, or which had a double meanings, in order to mislead those who were seeking their harm. And this is an important principle. It's worth remembering, and without the guidance from the Almighty, we're all liable to slip up and to mislead ourselves. 119:31 says, I was stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. Every time one does something out of the ordinary and goes beyond the conventionally accepted way of acting, there exists the risk of failing and of embarrassment before others. So you don't have to do what others say. You don't have to do what everyone else does. Most of the time, perhaps you should do so. But there are exceptions. And a great person, someone who wants to succeed, must realize that there are exceptions. And And these exceptions carry with them a risk. Risk of failure. Risk of being embarrassed. Of having to own up that we made a mistake. And this is part of life. This is what the world is based upon. And we ask God to help us make the right decisions and to come through and to believe in Him and do His will. And in 19:32 says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We ask God to expand us, enlarge our heart. Our heart represents understanding in Hebrew, the faculty of understanding, the ability to understand. We ask God to enlarge our understanding, to give us comprehension and discernment. And then we will be able to do the will of the Almighty. The equivalent of the commandments is the will of the Almighty. We will be able to do it once we discern what the situation is. So we ask God to give us both the faculty of discernment, of understanding, and we undertake to do His will. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel.